Welcome, guys, to another edition of Fired Up Extra. I am the host, Danny Bennett. Sorry for the delay, guys. Had a few personal things going on this week. I was really bummed out. I didn't get to watch The Walking Dead live, but I did get to watch it. I took some notes. I thoroughly enjoyed Choke Point. I would love to hear your guys' feedback on the episode going forward as well. Reach out to me on Twitter at RealDannyB, and let's just chat about The Walking Dead, man. Ryan Hurst is in full force. Opie from the Sons of Anarchy. If you're living under a rock and you weren't able to tie the two together because he's kind of wearing a Walker mask, but hey, I digress. And we are here. I'll tell you what. The show opens up, and Daryl basically does not want Lydia coming to the hilltop. He says, hey, we're going, but the girl stays. We're not going to bring her. You know, we can't bring her back. I don't trust her. I don't know what she is really about. I have a bad feeling about her. Henry, of course, is smitten with Lydia and he's like, Daryl, let me fix this. Let me just leave with her then. Let me leave and fix this. And that's basically the end. That's how we start the show. So it picks up exactly right where it left off, which is pretty cool because, as you know, 9 seasons into The Walking Dead, they kind of like to jump back and forth just because there's so many characters. And I get it, but sometimes I do hate it because I want to see that continuation. But this one is picking right up where it left off, and I'm very happy about it. And very next scene, we see Beta is basically saying we need to go find... He keeps calling her the girl, not by name, but he keeps saying we need to find Lydia. And basically says we're sending a fight team out to find her. And it's just... It's really... It's interesting to see because we didn't see Alpha. That, to me, that spoke... Her not being there spoke more than her actually being there. Like, when you look at it in hindsight and you think about it, like, she wasn't even in the episode at all. What's going through her mind? Is she broken down? Is she going crazy? Is she pissed? Like, what is happening with Alpha? Because we don't know. And I think that's the most intriguing part leading into the season finale, which really bums me out that I had to say that. But next week, guys, next Sunday is the season finale of The Walking Dead. And, oh, they've got me so tightly wrapped around their finger right now. And so Jerry apparently was jumped. And they stole his sword when the guys jumped him. Like, come on, it's Jerry. Jerry is like the nicest guy in the show. He's like a big goofball, but he's tough. He has a note. And basically, he gives the note to Zeke and to Carol, and they're reading it, and it's almost like a ransom note. And it's saying, you know, you guys need to steer clear of the road. Anybody that's crossing our roads, basically, they're kind of holding the road hostage, if you will. And they're saying, if anybody comes across the road, they owe us money. They owe us something. Carol, on the other hand, Carol is very... first of all, Ezekiel called her queen. Carol did not want to be called queen ever, and she didn't react to it. He just called her queen. So maybe that's a whole... Maybe that's just a little tidbit that that Roxy and I picked up on while we were watching it. I'm not exactly sure. Maybe it's nothing. At the end of the day, maybe it is nothing. You know, Carol says, basically, let's grab all the troops. We need to keep the roads safe. We need to keep them clear because the fair is coming. We've got people from Alexandria coming. You know, Hilltop is, everybody is coming. And we really need to keep these roads safe. So then we cut to, we've got the power team of Daryl, Colleen, Lydia, and Henry. Now, let me preface this by saying last week I made the comment where I was like, you know, Daryl kind of mumbles a lot and he doesn't really move his mouth a whole lot to be paired with a deaf chick. And I'll tell you, I noticed extreme enunciation, a lot of mouth movements. I don't know if they're listening to my show, if that's what it was meant to be. I'm not exactly sure. But, you know, nonetheless, they're fully talking and they're running away, obviously, because they attacked the Whisperer's camp last week. They stole Henry and they stole Lydia out of there. And they see this humongous building. And Colleen writes it down and basically says, let's go inside. And Daryl says, that's a great idea, because so what we're going to do is, by going inside, walkers aren't climbing upstairs. That's basically going to segregate the real walkers from the fake walkers. And this is where we get the name of the episode. And she says, yeah, this is going to be our choke point. I love it. Lydia says Alpha is going to send Beta. Daryl asks, is Beta their best? Of course, Lydia says yes. Daryl says, good, we're going to kill him first. And I got goosebumps thinking about how awesome that's going to be, because I know that it's going to happen. I saw the tweets. You know, Daryl saying, you know, we had a lot of Advil was used after this show. Carol's basically, we go back, Carol's talking to, they're talking to the group who sent the letter. And she wants to talk to them. She's adamant with King Ezekiel. We need to go and talk to them. You know, hey, they stole Jerry's sword. They have something of ours. But let's go talk to them. We've got a lot of stuff that we can offer. And if they don't listen, we'll kill them. Okay, that's where we're going here. Carol is so good at playing like the innocent lady role. But you forget how much of a badass Carol really is. Like, just think about Terminus. Think about when she blew it up. Think about when she sniped people. Like, Carol, don't mess with Carol, man. You really don't want to mess with her. You don't. We go back and we find out that Colleen and her group actually stayed in this building before, which is really cool. She's got like a secret stash. It's already barricaded up, but Daryl does make a really good point and say, you know, it's too barricaded. We have to unbarricade it so the Whisperers can climb in and they can come up and we can attack them. Which is a very good point, because that's the whole reason they went into the building. This sparks a disagreement between Colleen and Daryl about Lydia again. It's kind of back and forth, you know, obviously written letters and stuff, which is really cool that they're putting this little element in there of Daryl writing letters back to Colleen now, especially when it's, you know, topics of uber importance. So Daryl's telling her, Daryl writes down, if we take her back, our friends will die. Colleen writes back, and this one hits really heavy, and says, we have friends, she doesn't. And when you sit there and kind of pause and just think about that for a moment, you're like, wow. You know, that actually is very true. And it's kind of sad. You know, she has her people, right? But, I don't know. Her people don't necessarily really want her. Like, Alpha wants her to do stuff that she's not comfortable doing. So, are they really her people? Or are they just using her as, like, a, you know, another number, basically, so they have strength in numbers if need be? So, it's definitely... it's interesting. Lydia is telling Henry, you know, I want to join this, because Henry makes her a spear and he sharpens it. And she's like, you know, I can't. These are still my people. I can't kill them. They've looked out for me for basically my entire life. And Henry says, you know, I'll try not to kill people. But obviously we know that if you got to defend yourself, man, you got to defend yourself at the end of the day. Lydia really wants to know, like, why? Why did you come back for me? Like, tell me the real reason. Don't BS me this time. Tell me, like, the legitimate reason. And yeah, he's very forthright. He says, I came back because I care about you. And then she comes in. They get a little bit of a kiss in, and Daryl totally blocks it. Come on, Daryl. How are you going to block Henry like that, man? You're not his dad. Let him get a little smooch from the girl, man. He risked his life. trying to get this kiss in a sense, and just not happening. We cut back. Carol, Ezekiel, and Jerry go and they meet the group known as the Highwaymen that sent this note that stole Jerry's sword. And there's a lot of tension in the room. And Ezekiel is basically saying, you know, hey, if you protect our roads and clear our roads for us to let these people come into the fair, we'll give you access to the kingdom. Of course, the guy laughs and he's like, yeah, is this a joke? And in a really, really, I was not a big fan of this. Carol gives the innocent smile and sweet look and goes, when was the last time you guys saw a movie? And then we cut away. And I'm sitting there scratching my head going, come on, this can't be the real reason. This can't end it. This can't end the tension. Does it? I don't know. Probably, but we'll find out, because next we see Tara and Hilltop as they're going to the fair. They're attacked by a swarm of walkers, and of course Earl's there and he's got his wife and the baby, and everybody's trying to protect everybody, and there's nobody there. But all of a sudden, hey, here come the Highwaymen. They help Tara with the walkers. Carol must have the best classic movie. She's got to have Jaws or Back to the Future or Twister or one of those movies lined up for these guys, because how does that happen? How do you turn that around with that, man? Come on, Carol. Like, she's what are you, Steven Spielberg? Like, what do you got up your sleeve? What's going on over here? So that happens. I'm still confused. I don't understand it exactly. But I'll tell you what, here comes the part. This is what we have been waiting for, because we knew it was going to happen, especially if you've read the comics. I said last week I was a little wishy-washy. I made sure I read the next handful of comics. I read about an additional 8 from where I left off. Beta and the Whisperers are here. Daryl's trying to figure out, you know, who is who. Shoots an arrow, kills a guy who's a real walker. He was part of the Whisperers, but he died, and now he's a walker, and Daryl kills him. Sweet. Okay. Daryl puts Lydia in a closet with the dog, basically to protect her, because he knows that he wants her safe, but he can't trust her at the end of the day. I mean, none of us can trust Lydia. We don't really know we don't know what's going on in that crazy little mind of hers. So she puts him in the dog and the dog in the closet to protect him, and says, hey, if anybody opens that door, the dog will take him out. Don't worry about it. He's got your back. One thing that I noticed is The Walking Dead's music choice in this is very like creepy, horror, Home Alone-ish. And if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, go to YouTube and Google go to YouTube and search the Home Alone theme song. And it sounds just like it, but like a creepy, like Halloween Horror Nights version of it, which is kind of cool, but it's a little bit weird. The Whisperers finally are segregated from the real walkers. Henry gets the first shot, takes the chick out, knocks her down, lays her out. And Daryl, good God, Daryl's hiding because Beta and 2 or 3 other people are coming up there. I think it was only 2, but I'm pretty sure he fought 3 before he fought Beta. But nonetheless, Daryl's hiding behind a sheet. We see the outline of a guy coming up there, and we know that he's a Whisperer, obviously, at this point. Daryl's holding an axe and slices. I mean, he sticks this man right in the stomach with an axe. And this has to be one of the most brutal shots I have seen in all of Walking Dead, guys. Right in the stomach with the axe. Of course, guy is down. We go back downstairs. Henry gets stabbed in the leg. However, Lydia was able to pry the lock off of the closet door. The dog comes out, attacks, and takes down the person who stabbed Henry in the leg. And oh boy, here we go. Beta and Daryl, it's on, baby. Where's Mills Lane so I can throw in a little let's get it on clip? This is the fight that we've been waiting for. It's the fight that I've been waiting for. I was more amped for this than I was for Rick and Negan, because I kind of knew how that one was going to play out. Man, this fight was... Beta is a huge man. Beta is so big. He basically manhandles Daryl the entire fight. Throws Daryl through a wall. He's picking him up. He's throwing him into walls. He's punching him in the stomach. They both take out their knives. And it's like a scene out of Mortal Kombat with all the weapons here. And they're going back and forth. He throws Daryl through a wall. Daryl then was tracked back. Do you remember that little secret stash that Colleen found where they had all the water and everything? Daryl's hiding in that, and Beta has no idea because he's through the other side of the wall. Beta's looking down. He's looking through some curtains, essentially. It's like a, you know, like a... They're curtains for all intents and purposes, guys. He's looking through them. Daryl sneaks out of the little secret stash and kicks him all the way down the elevator shaft, and Beta's dead. That's it. But it was a hell of a fight, I'll tell you what. It was... Oh, man. It was a hell of a fight. It was great. I loved it. They both tweeted how much Advil they needed after the fight, after so many takes. And it was so worth it to me. Like I said, I'm such a huge fan of Ryan Hurst. Pair him with Norman Reedus, who's finally got his... I'm going to say, Daryl got his groove back. Let's be honest here, guys. We go back now after the fight's over. The fair is finally set up. And we see the highwayman walking through the fair because, you know, Tara's there. And I don't know. Can we trust the highwaymen? I know they're kind of outnumbered. But we've seen in The Walking Dead before, being outnumbered doesn't necessarily mean you're screwed. It doesn't mean you're stuck in the mud. It doesn't mean you're going to spin your tires. It means, you know, attack when opportunity arises, right? That's the whole premise of The Walking Dead. You got to survive. So attack when you can and survive if you can. Carol comes up to Tara and she's kind of confused. Goes, you know, hey, where's Henry? And she goes, I don't know. Where's Daryl? Daryl's not here either. Well, Henry's with Daryl. Where could they possibly be? And Tara doesn't really want to say, hey, Henry escaped to go chase after a girl and now Daryl's trying to find him because she doesn't want to scare Carol and Ezekiel. Like, dude, they're putting on the fair. This is a big deal. This is going to help. It's a trade group. That's essentially what it is. It's an awesome thing. Every group is going to benefit from this fair, so they can't leave. Or can they? Who knows? Because we're not really sure what's going to happen next. All we do know is that Daryl is patching up Henry and says, hey, we're closer to Alexandria. We're all going to Alexandria. All of us. All four of us. We got to go there. And Henry brings up a good point. And he goes, we can't go there. What if they find us? What if they track us there? We can't save their people. And Daryl basically hints at them just running away. So that's really interesting to see what exactly is going to happen. Are they, obviously they're probably going to go to Alexandria. They're going to get patched up because we see that in the scenes for the final, episode of this season that they do arrive at Alexandria. So that's really, really interesting to see. What I find even more interesting is we go down into the elevator shaft and guess who's still alive? And he's pissed. Beta's alive. Beta is well. Beta is mad. We have not seen the last of Beta. I don't know if he's going to be in the last episode or not. This is so intriguing, guys. Like I said, follow me on Twitter, RealDannyB. Read my articles at barnburner.ca. This is Fired Up Extra. I can't wait. We're going to wrap up the season next week. I'm kind of bummed about it, but I'm very excited to talk to all of you guys about it. So until next time, I'll catch you later.